I am Planta on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Gilles Poulin-Denis joins me now. He is co-directing with Esther Duquette a production of Théâtre Le 16e's Le Soulier. I'll get Gilles to tell us about the world premiere of the David Paquette play, the themes in the show, such as trying to be happy, loneliness, empathy, and psychological suffering, among others. Gilles Poulin-Denis is a writer, translator, actor, and director. He is originally from Saskatchewan and is a graduate of the acting program at UQAM's École Supérieure de Théâtre. He was the National Arts Centre's playwright-in-residence from 2008 to 2011. His plays include Rearview, Statu Quo, Dior, Straight Winter Jacket, that he wrote with Esther Duquette. He is the artistic director and co-founder of Productions 2 Par 4 and the new artistic director of Zone Théâtrale. Le Soulier runs the 27th of February to the 9th of March at Studio 16. Visit 16e.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Gilles Poulin-Denis. Mr. Poulin-Denis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining. Pretty good yourself.
Good, good.
Must be a busy time, so close to the opening.
Yes, we're working hard. Final stretch before we get to open the show. So, it's all hands on deck.
So, I'm not familiar with David Paquette or this play. It's described as a bipolar comedy. What happens in Le Soulier?
In Le Soulier, we meet four different characters. They're all very colorful. We have a small boy who has some issues. He's having his mother's taking care of him, and she's bringing him to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just sort of like the premise of the show. And then we meet the dentist and the Hélène, the receptionist. But all these characters are very colorful. And then we find, slowly but surely, the relationship that kind of builds between all these four characters. And really what David wanted to explore in this piece is not so much, there is a question that touches on mental health or mental illness,
mm-hmm.
but more on people who are supporting or accompanying people that suffer or having challenges with mental health. So he's really working on that sort of human scope of trying to help each other out and trying to be there for other people. And that's sort of the main theme that is in the play. But it's, as you said, it's a bipolar comedy. So even though the subject matter can seem very serious, it's still very light, very fun, and funny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a real pleasure to work on this piece.
This idea of being there for somebody who's ill,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be physical or a mental illness, I mean, that's important to think about, isn't it? Especially in the times that we live in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for David, because this play was a commission from Théâtre Le 16e to David, and then so we had throughout the writing process workshops and a lot of back and forth with the playwright.
Uh-huh.
And for him, there was an aspect of trying to honor, in a way, the people that, there's so much, so much importance given to being, high performance and
mm-hmm.
being very good at our jobs and whatnot. And the people that give up their time and their energy to help other humans, to honor that in a way and also to do it in a fun and funny manner, so that even though the subject is serious in a way, we can still talk about it and have a show about the subject in a fun way,
Do you and the cast, you're co-directing this with Esther Duquette,
mm-hmm.
Do you and the cast have any conversations about these themes that are in the show, especially, empathy and loneliness?
I'd say, yeah, well, mostly in the beginning of, I think mostly in the writing process when we were workshopping the piece with David,
mm.
there was some conversations about, what his point of view was on this and I guess it deals, everyone has their own experiences with this sort of thing. So that was definitely part of the process. But when we got into the rehearsal period. It was really just a matter of really digging into the script and trying to, you know, to sort of, you know, find the, you know, making sure that the humor of it all was coming out and building the characters, because it's, he really created this great universe for us to live in. It's not, it's realistic in a way. Mm-hmm. We recognize the world, but it's just slightly off center. So there's just a certain quirkiness to it that just brings us a bit out of the naturalistic theater.
You mentioned that this was a commission. Mm-hmm. So it must be, because you're a playwright as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was it as a director? It must have been incredibly helpful to be able to work with a playwright as he's adapting his work, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, being a playwright myself, when we were working, you know, in rehearsals for this piece, we're still in contact with David regularly to sort of double-check something because, you know, this is the world premiere of the piece. We want to make sure we honor his vision as well as ours. So it's sort of a, you know, just trying to make sure that we kind of get everything right in a way. And we really wanted to you know, have sort of our perspective on the play, but at the same time make sure that David's, you know, vision was also respected. So in that sense, that was helpful. And you know, having been on the other side to make sure that we keep in contact and that, you know, it's easily, we get so busy in rehearsal, it's easy to forget about the playwright, kind of like your job is done and now it's our time.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, for Zach and I, it's really important to keep that contact with him. Yeah.
And that's very much part of this, the mandate of this company. To showcase works from Quebec in this part of Canada, in this town, right?
Yeah, well, not just on Quebec. I think this is something that surely Esther Duquette, the artistic director of La Fésième, would have more to say on this subject. But personally, I found that Théâtre La Fésième, I think their mandate is mostly to present, you know, Francophone works and I think they've presented in the past works that, you know, they presented a piece that was also available in French called Chateau d'Esch this season, which is an international piece. So they do have a lot coming in from Quebec, but they also present works that are coming in from other parts of Canada, like French works from Ontario or other companies, and also local playwrights as well. It happens that this was a commission to David, who's a Quebecois playwright, but mm-hmm. he also has a history with the company because the Théâtre La Sixième produced his first play, Paul Kipik, I think it was in 2012, and there was a real relationship that started building between, I guess, the community around La Sixième and David as a playwright, so I think it was just a natural fit for them to commission this play to him.
We really do have a remarkable output of theater and plays and works throughout this country, that I think a lot of us overlook, don't we?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the challenges of you know, living in such a broad country as Canada. I mean, mm. it's so large that it's kind of hard to stay in tune with what's going on over on the East Coast and going on in Toronto and Montreal and all these other centers where there's a lot of. I mean, I think especially with new works that are being produced, it's not always easy to always, you know, to be in touch. I think there's certainly in you know, I'd say in Europe, where there's a lot going on, but the country's a lot smaller. It feels like the distance isn't that much of an issue, right?
Within that distance, there's great difference, and I think that's what we also overlook, and I think to our peril, because there are great playwrights like Mr. Paquette.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in Quebec, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think I find it's really an exciting time for Canadian theater because there's all these, you know, there's a lot of you know, new works being produced and playwrights, English playwrights, uh-huh. and Francophone playwrights, and then we've seen you know, a lot more indigenous works being produced, and, you know, we're looking forward to having more and more, and I think that's, it's great that the, I guess the, there's an engagement coming from, then, you know, CanArts Council and the government to sort of support that. So I think that it's an exciting time for Canadian theatre.
So how will this work when people get down to Studio 16 to see Le Soulier, and they don't speak French? I mean, there are surtitles, is that correct?
Yeah, there's surtitles. Théâtre La Seizième has been doing surtitles for a number of seasons now. And I myself have translated works for La Seizième for surtitle purposes. Uh-huh. And it's always a sort of a dance for the surtitles to sort of give the gist of the play and enough information that you still get a sense of the writing of the characters.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want it to be too heavy so that the audience spends the whole time reading a screen. So
right.
It's kind of like watching a movie with surtitles in that sense, or
yeah.
with subtitles. It's that dance of reading and then watching what's going on stage. And I'd say if you're coming to see the show, especially for this venue, I mean for this performance in the venue, it's probably best to be a bit higher up in the risers so that it's, you know, you don't have such a, I mean, for sight lines, it's easier to like go from the screen to what's going on stage.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about the subtitles when one watches films, foreign films especially.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it in the beginning, and then after a minute or so,
yeah,
it becomes all part of the experience. And I mean, sometimes you don't even have to look at what's written to get what the actors are conveying.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I think it's, for La Seizième, I think it's been a great aspect to develop this for the audiences, because there's a lot of people here in Vancouver who's, you know, they've learned French in high school or university and don't feel quite comfortable, you know, speaking in French or committing to going to see a play in French fully. And I guess the surtitles kind of gives them that safety net of like, you know, I'll be able to understand most of it, I think. But if ever I miss certain, you know, certain words or whatever, I can always just look up and read and see what I'm missing. And and even, you know, there's some purely Anglophone audience members who keep coming back and, you know, they like the work that's being presented at La Seizième, and they have no issues with just watching a play in French with the, you know, the surtitle support. So
yeah, I would think so, because I mean this is a marvelous chance to get to see this work. I mean, you don't have to travel across the country to see a play by David Paquette, right?
Exactly. And yeah. David, I mean, his work has been presented in Vancouver very often. Mm-hmm. I think apart from Porc-Épic, I think there was a reading of it done at the Revolver Festival a few years back in English. But other than that, I think. And he's an important playwright in Canada. He won the Governor General's Award in 2010, and he's won numerous awards since then. His plays are translated to English, German, you know, a number of different languages. So it's always a treat. I mean, it's quite an honor for us to be working on the show and then premiering it here in Vancouver. And, so I think it's great for Vancouver audiences to sort of discover this playwright that that we don't get to, you know, hear his words very often here.
Indeed. Now, you're one of these people who have, you know, multiple ways to describe you, an actor, a writer, a director.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one, I guess it's a natural reality in the business today.
Yeah,
that one has to be nimble and do these different jobs. I mean, as a director now, I mean, it does inform whatever acting you'll do in the future, doesn't it, and vice versa?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I come from an acting background, and I started writing after I finished theater school, and then I got into directing later. So it's sort of been, a accumulation of experiences, but when I'm working on different shows as a director, I guess my go-to is always to sort of think of it as an actor, just when I'm directing actors, to sort of see, you know, what would be how would I approach this, and then try to guide the actors find their own way of getting to that point. And I haven't done a lot of acting in the past few seasons because I've been, you know, I think it's just for no specific reason other than I've been working on different projects. But it's always interesting to sort of go back to something after, you know, I've been writing a piece and then going to directing, and then it just kind of like flexes different muscles, I guess, in a way, you know.
Your own plays, I mean, Straight Winter Jacket, for example, I mean, that's your most recent one, is that right?
Yeah, that was a play that Esther Duquette, who I'm co-directing with, Le Soulier, we co-wrote and co-directed that piece together. It's sort of auto-fiction or self-fiction, so it's sort of autobiographical in a way, documentary-style theater, but at the same time, we've sort of fictionalized certain elements of that.
And that was a huge hit, wasn't it? A great critical success.
That was a great, we had a really good, that was a, we created the piece in 2016 in Quebec City in a festival, and then we played it here in Vancouver. We had sold out houses, and we had a great, you know, it was really well received here in Vancouver, which was really important to us. And we've been touring it since then. We just finished a tour in Winnipeg. Just in January, we did a dozen performances there. So and we're likely, I think we might be bringing it back in Vancouver in the upcoming months. So I guess stay tuned for that.
Absolutely, yeah. If people like myself who didn't get to see it the first time around, this will be a marvelous chance to do that. You are based in Vancouver, is that correct?
Yeah.
What I find curious when I have people in the arts on the show, I mean, we're all talking about how expensive it is to live here, and we're talking about what keeps people here, especially if people are fleeing, you know, people in certain age brackets and certain cohorts, your friends, for example.
Yeah.
What keeps you here, Gilles?
I mean, Vancouver, it's always bittersweet in that sense. You know, it's true that, like, rent is, or housing is really expensive, and it's kind of hard to sort of project being a homeowner in this city, you know, especially as an artist. And there's a lot of sort of downsides to that aspect of being an artist in the city. At the same time, there's a quality of life here in Vancouver that I think that's what draws people, you know, to Vancouver is that. You know, there's always those moments where, you know, like 2 weeks ago there was Snowmageddon and people were kind of freaking out. and then all of a sudden, like, the sun comes out on last Sunday and people just, it's like all of a sudden the city is just transformed and people remember why they love living here. They're like, oh, yes, because it's beautiful and the air quality is amazing and there's something fresh about this city, I find. And so, I think any artist has that sort of that dance of like, oh, how long can I afford to live here? And we're sort of like, what's the next contract going to be? And is that going to be the year that puts me over or under that I really have to reconsider my choices or whatever? But,
Well,
but I also think that happens in any city.
Sure, you know? But I mean, it's people like you that add so much to the life of the city that one really hopes that long may it continue here, especially, and all the best. I appreciate your time today. This has been a pleasure speaking with you about Le Soulier and everything
same.
Else.
Yeah, same. It was great to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Visit cesium.ca for tickets and information. David Paquette's Le Soulier is on at Studio 16 from the 27th of February to the 9th of March. Gilles Poulin-Denis, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.